FDIC.
ESB Financial, member FDIC.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus. Again, special thanks to Todd Willert and Lisa Kinworthy for joining us in that first segment, opening and answering some tough questions. Right now, I've got Pott County Administrator Robert Reese, Emergency Management Director Chris Trudeau, and Fire Supervisor Jared Barnes, all for Pott County. Again, 9:30, probably a little after 9:30 because we went a little long in that first segment. UFM Executive Director Linda Teener will be in studio. And Robert, you have the answers to the world's questions, from what I understand.
Yeah, I was told that.
Oh, you're told that. You're not sure of that, but you were told that.
You've told us that,
okay,
for years, Robert.
Well, I thought it was a sense of comfort to you. So that's why I went with it.
Considering I'm out of your jurisdiction? No, not really.
Oh, no. Nobody is.
So, right. Robert, what's new in Pott County?
You know, we just continue to move on with all sorts of stuff, and I know that we have emergency management in here and fire in here that want to talk about the exercise that they had a couple of weeks ago, which was an extraordinary one from what I understand, and as well as all the various growth issues that we continue to go through over there. You're aware of all the continued housing starts over there. We've got a bond issue coming up. So it's just continues on.
It does continue on, and you know, with that, active violence training, I know Manhattan went through it with RCPD and USD 383 in the summer, and I think it was at St. Mary's in Pott County that you guys took part.
Yes.
Yeah, we really took the lead that. Or I shouldn't say we took the lead. We followed the lead that Manhattan Fire and Raleigh County Police had put. And we took that and took it to the volunteer forces of Pottawatomie County. And, you know, it was a struggle, but it really turned out well. And, you know, Mark Whitehair from Manhattan Fire came over, and Tim Shuck from Raleigh County Police Department, they came over to our exercise. And, you know, I really feel like that helped us take it to the next level as well. But our firefighters did a great job. We had the majority of the fire departments in Pottawatomie County involved. We also had Maple Hill out of Waubonsie County. And so overall, it was a huge success.
It's Fire Supervisor for Pott County, Jared Barnes, speaking. Also got Emergency Management Director Chris Trudeau in studio with me. And Chris, I think it was a couple meetings ago, maybe not this week, but maybe last week during Pott County Commission meeting, that I think you had a lot of glowing remarks about that training. And obviously not training. Ideally, you wish you wouldn't have to do any of that training.
Yeah, in an ideal world, it wouldn't happen. Right. But unfortunately, that's where we're at today. And we decided to start the training over 4 years ago. And we did that by tabletop exercising and doing some things there. And then we ended up with this full-scale exercise that we did on August 6th and 7th. To unify all of those agencies into one cohesive unit is unbelievable to watch happen when you work so hard at it for as long as we did. But we started planning in earnest in April of this year and conducted those planning meetings to make this happen. And we really can't thank the school district enough. They became so involved. We also, a lot of people don't know that we also, in conjunction with our exercise at the same time on the first evolution on August 7th, is that the hospital in St. Mary's was conducting one also with those children from those kids from St. Mary's area, and they had over 20 patients introduced into their hospital at the same time we were doing ours at the high school.
And you said before, was this year the first full exercise?
This is the first time, okay. The first one. USD 321 volunteered to be the guinea pig all the way through. And then I don't think I would be exaggerating in saying that we had over 100 people involved with it before we were done. We had evaluators, controllers, we had everybody in to make that work. We had probably 25 agencies involved in making it happen. But just as importantly as that is the training we're going to be doing without those exercises. We came together as county emergency responders, and we've adopted the ALICE program to teach not only at schools, but to business or special organizations, whatever, that we need to do. And we've also adopted the Stop the Bleed program. KU Med and Stormont Vale were good enough to come down and teach that to the supervisors of emergency services to see if that's what we wanted. And we've, if you come to the county or any of the local jurisdictions, that's what we're going to teach from now on. So we're all teaching one thing within the county on both of those issues. So we've taken the lead in trying to help people out as a unified voice, not just us doing one thing and another entity doing another.
Brady Bowman here with Emergency Management Director of Pottawatomie County, Chris Trudeau. You just heard speaking. We also got Fire Supervisor Jared Barnes, and on the other side of the glass, still with Dave on the other side of the glass. Everything still seems to be in order over there so far. Got Pott County Administrator Robert Reese. And Robert, I saw you had a bunch of papers there.
Yes.
Yeah, you got some other things you wanted to hit real quick.
Well, I just, we kind of went through several things yesterday, and I really don't want to take away from the things that Chris and Jared are speaking about, because it was an exceptional exercise that they went through. But, I touched very briefly that we're in the process of going through another bond issue about $4.2 million on some of the old projects that we've done on the over here in the Blue Township. And we had Public Works provide their update on various projects as we're moving forward. Some of them has to do with the facility planning up there, which you've heard about in the past, and various road and bridge projects as we move closer and closer to that large US 24 and Green Valley project, which will really pick up steam after the first of the year. So just seems to be a continued growth over there, and so that's why I was rattling a few papers.
There we go. That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Dots are connected. Here with Pott County Administrator Robert Reese, also got Emergency Management Director Chris Trudeau and Fire Supervisor Jared Barnes here for maybe about another minute, and we'll have Linda Teener of UFM. She's the executive director. She'll be in after an upcoming break. But just real quick, just anything else you guys wanted to go over real quick before we go?
We did. Our fire and emergency management have moved our offices from Westmoreland to Wamego to 406 Miller Drive. It's the EMS building out in the industrial park. So just letting people know that's where we're located at now.
All right. Jared, anything you wanted to hit real quick?
You know, we've been working very hard to upgrade our equipment and our fire stations, and right now we're working towards a new fire station in Havensville. And so we've got a little bit more paperwork to do, but hopefully that will get started here really quick. And so for the people of Havensville, hopefully they'll see some movement real soon on that.
All right. Robert, I'll give you last word.
Very good. No, I'll tag on with both of those there. That it was nice to have them out of Westmoreland.
All right.
And you were worried about Robert and me. I think the glass was perfectly put in here between Robert and
it worked
and
out.
Chris and Jared.
We survived. Thanks so much, guys, for coming on.
Thank you.
Pott County Administrator Robert Reese, Emergency Management Director Chris Trudeau, and Fire Supervisor Jared Barnes. When we come back on the other side, we'll have UFM Executive Director Linda Teener talking about 50 years of UFM. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.